That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis, read by Stephen Pacey. The shadow of that hideous strength sacks mile and more it is of length. Sir David Lindsay from Anna Dialogue, describing the Tower of Babel. Chapter 1. Sale of College Property. Matrimony was ordained thirdly, said Jane Studdock to herself, for the mutual society, help and comfort that the one ought to have of the other. She had not been to church since her schooldays, until she went there 6 months ago to be married, and the words of the service had stuck in her mind. Through the open door she could see the tiny kitchen of the flat, and hear the loud, ungentle tick-tick of the clock. She had just left the kitchen and knew how tidy it was. The breakfast things were washed up, the tea towels were hanging above the stove, and the floor was mopped. The beds were made and the rooms done. She had just returned from the only shopping she need do that day, and it was still a minute before 11. Except for getting her own lunch and tea, there was nothing that had to be done till 6 o'clock, even supposing that Mark was really coming home for dinner. But there was a college meeting today. Almost certainly Mark would ring up about tea time to say that the meeting was taking longer than he had expected and that he would have to dine in college. The hours before her were as empty as the flat. The sun shone and the clock ticked. Mutual society,